business with my beer. Whoa, she's waiting out in Shantytown. She's gonna pull the curtains down for me, for me. I got the old man's car, and I got a jazz guitar. I got a tie that Zanzibar. Tonight is where I'll be, I'll be.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. Something openly sibling your prison marriage work about for us here.
What are you doing down here?
I just wanted to talk to you.
Okay. Let's talk.
The census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
It's not as if she were a maniac, a raving thing. She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes. Haven't you?
Go check it out! Go check it out! Go check it out!
It's Monday morning, and you're listening to the scary Halloween version of Monday Morning Madness here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's scariest radio station. Catherine's back on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time last night just making that stupid intro.
It was really impressive.
Yeah, a shout out to all of my favorite horror films there. And a little bit of the toccata and fugue on the organ from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Exactly. So it's going to be a good Halloween. So we were thinking about what kind of scary music we could play. We have some funny, scary Halloween jokes. I got to ask Catherine some questions about whether I should expect people to trick-or-treat at my house tomorrow.
Oh.
I know. I don't know. Do I need candy?
I think it wouldn't be wrong
to
buy some.
So who knows? We got a good episode of Monday Morning Madness coming up for you. It's a scary one out there, and by that I mean it has stopped raining, but it's really warm and sticky and gross, so it's scary in some way.
Yes, many of my unfavorite things.
Warm, sticky, gross, and not raining. All right, folks, this is WMFO in Medford. Let's start off with a Halloween classic. I think you already know what I was going to play.
midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
And will fail. I've seen your eyes as they fix on me, full of confusion. You snarl at your soul condescending. Try to explain that we're on to a win. If the fee we are in, they recruits what we're spending. He said, I can't believe that you drove all that way. Well, how much did they pay ya? How much did they pay ya? You'd have been better to stay round our way. Stories are stale, and though you pretend to stand by us, I know you're certain we'll fail. Cause all you people are vampires.
Take Me to the River there by Talking Heads. Not that hard if you want to go to a river because there's so much rain on the ground. Poor Powder House is flooded again. I don't know if you ever walk by Powder House.
No.
But there's just this low, there's like this dip in the road, and it always floods every time it rains.
No.
Just the whole thing. And there's like, it rained probably in maybe May or June, and it rained really, really hard for like 2 hours. And that whole thing just flooded up, and there were cars that were like wheel deep in water. It was terrifying.
Yikes.
And when I went outside this morning, it was flooded again.
Great.
So in case you're looking to buy property in Somerville, don't buy it on the low part of Powder House. Anyway, let's talk. So Kat, tell us about your morning. Tell us about your weekend. What were you for Halloween weekend, and what will you be on Tuesday?
So I guess there's a little backstory. Freshman year, I was in a extremely awkward person, so I didn't have...
You're not now?
No. I went to an obscene amount of parties Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Freshman year?
No, this year.
Oh, okay.
Because I was reliving... I was, like, having the freshman year I never had. So, on Thursday, I was a basic white girl, a.k.a. a cat. And it's funny because my name is Kat. Whoa, meta.
Wow.
And so I'd be that person at a party introducing myself. And I'm like, I'm Kat. And they're like, I no. So anyway, that was that.
Okay.
Friday, I was, I know what I was Friday. I was Britney Spears from One More Time music
Ooh,
video.
With the shirt tucked up. Like, nice.
Oh, yeah, it was good. I was proud of that one. And then Saturday was my favorite. I was Mandy from Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Mm.
Really proud of that one. But the problem is I went to the Soccer House. That's...
I don't even know where the Soccer House is.
It's good. They were very nice to me. But the thing is, like, I don't know if it was just the people I was talking to, but everyone didn't get that I was Mandy from Grim Adventures.
Well, I think it's a little niche, is really...
And that's the thing is, I thought that cartoon was more well-known, so I was a niche person at a party, and
there
I was
a,
like, oh.
There was a really fun Billy and Mandy game on CartoonNetwork.com is all I really... That was my only interaction with that show. But that was a good, like, Halloween-y kind of freaky show, too. It had nice little dark overtones, kind of like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, and I've been really emo this semester, so it kind of just, like, manifested really well.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
Thanks.
Are you going to do something on Tuesday?
Yes, and then I have another... My friend's having their Halloween party this coming Friday.
Okay.
So I got to think of two more costumes now.
Jeez.
And I'm just like, don't know.
Yeah.
What about you? Are you dressing up?
Well, I did the opposite of what you did. Freshman year, I went out Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And this year, I went out not at all, really. Well, you were at my house on Thursday. I came back from fencing at 9, and there were people in my house at that party. So I had to, like, put some clothes on, some sort of outfit. But then I just went over and, you know, escaped the noise of the party. Then Friday night, I did go out to Friday. That was the night I dressed up. I went to a pregame, my first pregame in a long time.
Wow.
And I dressed up. They were like 2 hours before the party, they were like, oh, by the way, have a costume. And I was like, oh, good thing I never planned out a costume for this party. So I said, all right, I've got gold spandex in my closet, which are always useful. So I threw those on my legs. And then I had a bike lock around my neck, and I taped the letter E to my chest. So then I was Gold E Lock.
You're so
Wasn't
clever.
That great?
That's actually really great. I really like that.
So I was Goldie Locke, and then last night was Sunday night. Saturday night, I definitely didn't go out. I'm trying to remember even what I did on Saturday night. Crazy night. I don't even remember what I did, dude. No, that was, my Halloween weekend was very, very relaxed. But now I'm worried that, like, I'm afraid that kids are going to come to my porch on Tuesday night. And
yeah, I don't know how that works.
Like, am I supposed to give candy to people? We have candy at our house that we're meant to give out, but the problem is that I have class from 6 until 7:15 and then fencing from 8 until 10.
Well, then it's not going to be your problem.
Yeah, I guess not.
So,
when do kids go trick-or-treating nowadays?
Well, I used to be that kid that was like, as soon as it like even started turning dusk, I was like, can we go?
Yeah.
So, granted, not super familiar with New England when it gets dark, but probably as soon as it gets dark, kids will start going out.
Maybe so. I should go to CVS and pick up some kale chips or something like that.
Wow.
Be one of those people.
Well, hey, you would make sure no other kids come to your house ever again.
Yeah. What was your favorite candy? Or still is?
Well, okay.
You did the trading at the end of at Halloween.
No,
right? You didn't trade with your friends?
No, I didn't go trick-or-treating with friends.
Oh, you just went by yourself?
No, I would go with my dad. It was like something very sweet.
No.
But I am a big Reese's peanut butter cup.
But you say Reese's.
Okay, don't. We're not having this conversation.
We'll have it during the break.
Reese's Pieces.
No!
F. Okay. and Kit Kats. I really like Kit Kats.
Yeah, good Kit Kat bar.
That was my nickname my entire life in Vegas.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
Kit Kat.
You know, just kind of adorable.
Yeah, that's great. I was always a Twix guy. I also like Hershey's dark chocolate.
I like Snickers.
Good Snickers, yeah.
The thing is, I just like candy. I was definitely that person where my mom, like, tried to throw away candy as soon as possible because I would just eat it.
Yeah, well, it's a rite of passage. You eat all the candy and then you puke and then you kind of eat the rest of it over the course of the next year.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Dang. Well, I was going to play the song you recommended, but then we started talking about Britney Spears, so we'll put the song you recommended next. But for now... Whoa. Oh, geez. What? Wait a second. That was... Hold on. We just discovered something. Fountains of Wayne, Stacey's mom people, they did a cover of Baby One More Time.
I don't know how I feel about that. It's like worlds colliding and it doesn't feel
good. Wow. Interesting. Well, we'll talk about that maybe in a couple weeks once I actually get a chance to listen to the song. But for now... Shout out to Catherine's costume.
Hey.
Hey.
Show me how you want it to be. Yeah, we talk about getting older, but there's so much we haven't done yet. Some days I'm not here, I don't get dressed, and I curse my bedroom, but I left it all alone. Cause all this time I'm run away, run away, run away, run away, gone. And everyone is changing, I'd start from rearranging. I picked up a quarter and I just saw my face, but it's all coming back now, and the feeling isn't over. Hey, I know I was lost, but I miss those days. I said la 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 la, lost, but I miss those days. Well, I'm talking la 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 la,
socks and a shirt. Me and Crazy Janie was making love in the dirt, singing our birthday songs. Janie said it was time to go, so we closed our eyes and said goodbye to Gypsy Angel Row. Felt so right. Together we move like spirits in the night.
All night.
In the night.
All night.
Oh, you don't know what they can do to you. Help spirits in the night.
All night.
All night.
All night.
Oh, stand right up and let it shoot through you like a spirit in the night.
All 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 night.
Spirit in the Night there by Bruce Springsteen in a song that otherwise you might think is about ghosts or something with the title Spirit in the Night. Anyway, it's 7:36 in the morning, and it's time to do some PSAs. And Catherine and I are going to read them out today because it's Halloween, which means we get to play the scary music in the background of the PSAs, and it's not even random. So you've got one, Kat. Which one did you pick?
This was going to be about texting while driving.
All right. So you want the Psycho theme song or the Jaws theme song?
I don't know. You make the decision.
All right. You ready to start reading?
Yeah.
All right. Do it.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
Who's Rex? Why are we trying to stop Rex?
That gave me chills. I feel like I was very scary.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure. You get to read the PSA for me. I don't even have to do it. We still got to listen to whichever was Kids on Dads. Oh, no, we listened to that one last time.
Yeah, we did, and it was really emotional. And
yeah,
made me feel
not as funny as I was hoping it would be. Anyway, so speaking of scary things that I found online, I want to play something for you. We can't listen to the whole thing because it'll just drive us insane. somebody remixed the music from the Me screen on the Wii. And this is like a 3-minute song, and it just does this for 3 minutes. But it's actually kind of catchy. I know, they really crank it up here.
See, the thing is, I've listened to a lot of remixes of the Wii song in my time, and I love it.
Yeah, this is something that I think, one of those things that our generation will kind of joke about when we're older, and no one else will understand, is just the Wii song, or like the Wii bowling theme song.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Great.
Anyway, next up on the queue, since we're talking about ghosts, a little something from Ghost in the Machine by The Police. Every little thing she does is magic, which isn't scary at all, but it has something to do with ghosts, you know? So we'll give it a shot.
Awesome.
Everything she does is magic. Everything she does. with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
There, of course, with Hotel California. I guess you could say an OG ghost song.
Yeah.
It's pretty Halloween-y, actually. It's a little creepy.
But the thing is, I was getting thrown back to, like, summer because I've actually, like, driven through California, like, when it's sunny and nice, and my parents would put that on.
On a dark desert highway?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just, like, real creepy.
Yeah.
But, like, soothing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's good stuff. I just heard on some Sirius XM channel a couple weeks ago, they just discovered some previously unreleased live recording of it that would be pretty cool to listen to. So I might have to do some digging to find that bad boy.
Please.
Yeah, so I think it'll be good. But all right, folks, listen, it is 7:53. We got one more song lined up for you before we head out and get on with our Monday morning lives. Hope
yeah.
you've enjoyed this episode of Monday Morning Madness. Coming in, listening with us, we appreciate you're here. And look, the sky's kind of blue, too. I thought it was supposed to be cloudy and gross all day. But it looks like we just got a 6-hour purge overnight of rain, and that's about it.
Yeah, from whence you came.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
If this were a horror movie, we would have survived it.
Yeah, that's true. This is the falling action of the horror film. We got out.
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't even think about that.
Hey.
All right, ladies and germs. Well, last up, we've got My Boo by Ghost Town DJs, which is a very appropriate name.
Yeah, and I think... after it has spurred many a meme culture, I think.
All right, so I guess...
real applicable.
Only one way to find out. All right, here we go. Thanks for listening, everyone. This has been Monday Morning Madness. I'm Adam. That's Catherine.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next week. This is WMFO in Medford. And my boo. Boo.
You should know that I've got you on my mind, your secret admirer. I've been watching. Oh.
every night.